joining us now is Pastor Dr. Andy Woods, a trained attorney and a pastor, president of a seminary, author, talk show host. Dr. Woods, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Brandon, great to be here. Good to talk with you this evening.
Sorry I'm running behind tonight with all of this breaking news. Any comments on what's coming out of the Mid-South before I talk to you about what I want to talk about?
Well, you know, the last time I looked, it was five black officers against one black man. So as terrible as that was, I think it's hard to argue, you know, for the narrative of systemic racism and oppression of blacks systemically, you know, just based on the racial composition of the police officers.
Yeah. Well, again, I'm just asking questions. When guys hold, when two cops hold a guy that's cuffed, they hold him up while people take turns punching him as hard as they were, as drawn back as they were, with as violent as they were, to me, that seemed awfully personal. Maybe it wasn't, but it sure had the look of something really personal. So I have to ask the question, not a statement. I have to ask the question, did any of those officers know Tyrell? That's what I would like to know. Well, I called you this week and I asked you if you'd come on for a few minutes, Dr. Woods. Here's my question for you. Is the increase in artificial intelligence, the lunging forward of the technology, how will this play into end times? I've heard some suggest, I don't believe it, I don't agree with it, but I've heard some suggest that maybe the Antichrist will be artificial intelligence. That's what the Antichrist system will be. I don't believe that's the case, although I do think artificial intelligence will be involved in the last days. What say you, Dr. Andy Woods?
Well, I clearly see artificial intelligence involved in the last days in passages like Revelation 13, verse 15, which talks about a statue that the Antichrist will set up in the Jewish temple midway through the tribulation period, and it will turn from being an inanimate object to animate. It has the ability to speak and compel worship. So if you're looking to find artificial intelligence in the last days, that's where I would go. But having said that, the Bible is crystal clear, and I think the Bible supports this. Just I was looking up some sources just before I came on. The early church fathers, going back to Irenaeus, support this. You know, John discipled Polycarp, who discipled Irenaeus. So the Bible and the early church fathers support the idea that the Antichrist is actually going to be a human being. And biblical support for that is Revelation 13, verse 18, the famous or infamous Mark of the Beast passage. And it speaks there about the number of a man. And the Greek word there is anthropos, meaning man. The Antichrist is also called the Lawless One, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. And he's called the Son of Perdition in that same passage. And the only other person called the Son of Perdition in the whole Bible is Judas. Well, Judas, the prefigurement of the Antichrist, was a man. In fact, all the prefigurements of the Antichrist, whether it's Titus of Rome, Daniel 9:26, Antiochus Epiphanius, Daniel 11:31, and even going back to Nimrod, Genesis chapter 10, verses 8 through 10, these are all commonly held precursors of the Antichrist. All of them were human beings. And even beyond that, when you look at 1 John chapter 4, verse 3, John, who wrote Revelation, by the way, talks about a spirit of the Antichrist in the world, and he says, you know that the definite article, Antichrist, singular, is coming. And if all of that weren't proof enough, in Revelation chapter 19, verse 20, the Antichrist, there he's called the beast, is thrown into the lake of fire. And he's still in the lake of fire 1,000 years later. Revelation chapter 20, verse 10 seems to indicate that. So obviously he's not a machine. He would have just dissolved into the lake of fire. He's a human being. You know, God has set eternity into the hearts of men. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. So I think when you look at the totality of the biblical data and you take a look at what the early church fathers believed, clearly the Antichrist that's coming is a human being. That's not to say that he can't or won't use artificial intelligence, as he seems to do in Revelation 13, verse 15. But I think for people to say that the Antichrist is going to be a computer or a robot, you know, ultimately, I think is going beyond biblical parameters.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you make of this news report? And then I have some other breaking news out of Memphis tonight. What do you make of this headline tonight? Jerusalem synagogue killing spree leaves 7 dead, 3 injured.
Well, what I make of it is, what does the Bible predict in the last days? Zechariah 12, verse 3, Zechariah 14, verse 2, it says all the nations will come against Jerusalem. And I think it was Charles Feinberg, one of my favorite commentators, in his commentary on the book of Zechariah, says in the last days, the world, all the nations are going to be smitten or bitten with the bug or the disease of anti-Semitism. And so news reports like this, as sad as they are, you know, don't surprise me, but they're just a sign of the times.
Yeah, indeed they are. You're an attorney. The breaking news out of Memphis tonight, former Memphis officers charged in Tyree Nichols' death. The news tonight is that they're out on bond. They're out on bond already. You being an attorney, I find this a little interesting. Again, I'm not an expert in this area, but I do find this interesting, which goes to my earlier question. Did they know this man? Was any of this personal? And what caught my eye right now was these men were each charged with second-degree murder, aggravated assault, 2 counts of aggravated kidnapping, 2 counts of official misconduct, and official oppression. Now, again, I'm not an attorney. Dr. Woods, you are a pastor, a theologian, and an attorney. But aggravated kidnapping? Don't you find that description in this charges a little interesting for these officers?
Well, you know, what's interesting to me about all of that is maybe they're being a little bit lenient with these guys with the bail, because they kind of figure, well, they are police officers. We've got a record on them. You know, they're men of the badge. They're not going anywhere. And so maybe that has something to do with it. But I think one of the great...
getting at is the aggravated kidnapping. Why 2 counts of aggravated kidnapping? What that... And I don't know, obviously, official misconduct and official oppression, that makes sense. The aggravated kidnapping, I guess I'll need someone to explain to me the aggravated kidnapping. I mean, we don't generally associate police officers who pull someone over and cuff them and arrest them as kidnapping. Again, maybe because it was not official, because it was not official. It was done outside the color of law. If someone grabs you and cuffs you and does this to you and holds you and beats you, that's, I guess, constitutes legal kidnapping. But again, I'm curious to know what is going on. I have to go back to my initial question. Was this a personal vendetta with the way they were treating him and the what seemed to be extreme anger and almost personal in their beating of him? Was this guy familiar? Were they familiar with him? But I think that's interesting. Aggravated kidnapping, or am I reading into that too much?
Well, it kind of depends on the elements of the statute, you know, in that particular jurisdiction. But, you know, kidnapping is basically holding someone against their will.
Right.
And then when you have aggravated, you know, it's typically aggravated is associated with committing another crime in conjunction with that. You know, beating him up, you know, maybe that's the reason these guys were charged with aggravated kidnapping. But I, you know, until I actually look at the statute in that particular jurisdiction, I can't really answer your question with precision.
And here's the headline. All former officers charged in his death out on bond tonight. All of them are out on bond. I guess the reason I mentioned that is I know that these guys, for what they did, could get out on bond so fast, and yet other people, I'm sure, are still sitting in the jail tonight for pretty petty charges, but they're not out on bond. But I guess they're not connected to the right groups to get bond as fast. But I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's all very interesting. I mean, I'm watching your station. You're talking about things that they're not talking about on the other stations. But there's on the other stations, they're running footage of the guy running, you know, not submitting to arrest, fleeing arrest. And then he's like yelling out for his mom, which I thought was a little strange.
He was
supposedly, a little interesting.
I mean, unless the reports are wrong, he was only like 100,000 yards, I mean, about 100 yards from his mother's house.
Yeah. And, you know, what's interesting is how they're going to use this. I mean, we know where this is going. They're trying to argue that this is yet another example of systematic and structural racism. And let's keep in mind that all five, I think, policemen were not white, but they were black. And black on black crime is one of the most, I would argue, one of the most guarded secrets in the United States. They don't want to report on black on black crime. They want to report on white against black crime because that fits the narrative of systemic racism.
Yeah. Well, again, I want to be on the record asking the question, was this man known to any of these officers? Was he known? Was Tyree Nichols known to any of these men? I don't know. The whole thing is so emotional. It seems so personal. It seems very personal to some of these guys. I don't know. I'm just asking questions. Again, here is the, sadly, the picture of him in the hospital, and he died 3 days after the beating. And, you know, what do you say as a pastor as we conclude tonight, Dr. Woods? What do you say to the people tonight who say, why does God allow evil like this in the world?
Well, I would say that one of the things that I steer away from is the doctrine of omnicausality, which is the idea, the misguided idea that God is not only omnipotent, but he causes everything. I don't think the Bible teaches that.
You believe God's omnipotent, but you don't believe he causes evil.
Correct.
Okay.
He's all powerful, but the explanation for evil is going back to Eden. Going back to the Luciferian rebellion, is God's creatures use their free will, which God initially gave them, to rebel against the Creator. And that's why we're living in the world that we're living in now. It's in a state of decay. It's in a state of bondage. We're living in a world that God, you know, never originally intended. And yet what is amazing about God is he will actually use human suffering in our lives for his own purposes. He wastes nothing. You know, the famous scripture, all things work together for good to those that love God and are called according to his purposes. So he doesn't say there that all things are good. What it says there, Romans 8, is that he will use all things to work together for good. And so even in the midst of suffering, as painful as it is and as terrible as it is, and of course I want to go on record saying I don't, you know, defend these police officers and what they did to this man at all, but as terrible, you know, as this is, God can, if we allow him, can actually use things like this in our individual lives to accomplish his greater purpose of conforming us and transforming us into the image of his son.
Dr. Andy Woods, his website, andywoodsministries.org. We also produce his show. Well, we carry his show. He produces it. We used to bring him into studio, and he's still welcome to come in. But he produces his show from Houston, Texas area, Sugarland. He's the pastor of Sugarland Bible Church outside of Houston. And we carry his show every day. In fact, we carry it right after my show. Yeah, I don't know what we're playing tonight, but you do a lot of teaching, and right after my show at WVWTV.com, we bring on your hour of Bible teaching.
That's right, and tell Logan I got a brand new show we just did yesterday in the can. It fits his times that he wants it in,
yeah,
58 minutes.
he's cracking the whip on times there, isn't he, Dr.
Yeah,
Lewis?
So it's number, Pastor's Point of View, number 241. We take a look at current events and prophetic issues, but that show's ready to go also.
Absolutely. You can find those on demand at WVWTV.com. Dr. Woods, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
His website, andywoodsministries.org. Before we leave tonight, take a look at the website. Didn't get time to do this much tonight. Didn't feel like it was appropriate, but as we conclude, I'll do it. One way we're brought to you is by offering services to you at a fair price, and then it is a part of our general operating budget. You need emergency freeze-dried food. Look at what we talked about tonight with Mike Adams. I hope you buy it from us, and you can buy it elsewhere. It is very good tasting, and it has a 25-year shelf life. You'll find it all at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. Then, please, you need some sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers. I'm looking for Delta. That's two nights in a row now she's not been in the studio. What gives? But I hope you'll buy them at MyPillow.com. Use that promo code B66. If you don't use that promo code, we don't get credit. And we need that credit to keep funding all of the shows we produce here. So please do buy some products you need for family and friends and yourself at MyPillow.com. And please use that promo code B66. I'll be back Sunday night live, Sunday night, as I have been since 2015, as we have our Sunday night service. I'll continue our series, The Coming Religious Reich, Part 2. Each part stands alone, so don't worry if you didn't see Part 1. Join us Sunday night right here and at WVWTV.com and FrankSpeech.com, LindellTV.com. Join us live, 8 p.m. Central Time, Sunday night, for our Sunday night service. Talk to you then. Take care.